Hello, it's the 21st of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford Schools, in association with the Community Policing Team, are launching a new programme designed to re-establish a positive relationship with local youth. The initiative involves the organisation of football tournaments between secondary schools and community police officers. The project began on the 9th of June with a match against Daubeny Academy, with a follow-up match on the 14th of June with Kempston Challenger Academy. Football match organiser Inspector Sam Hunt expressed her gratitude to those schools and young people participating in the programme, saying, "It's been a great way to talk to the teenagers about the police and build trust and confidence in us so that they know we are there for them if they ever need us." Bedford Hospital NHS Trust is facing significant patient backlog, with those waiting for diagnostic appointments skyrocketing over the last year. Data from the NHS Digital revealed 1,160 patients waiting over a third of a year, despite the number of hospital administrations currently being at a record low. Bedford Run Festival returns in the summer with the promise of something for everyone. The festival takes place on the weekend of the 3rd to the 5th of September. Russell Park will provide a festival backdrop with local food vendors, live music, cooking presentations and more. Event director Mark Draper said, "We are proud to provide a safe but fun event that people can look forward to and enjoy later this summer." Bedford is known to like a coffee shop or two, but one local caffeine watering hole has landed in the top 20 in the UK. Coffee with Art on Bedford's High Street is in the leaderboard according to data compiled from TripAdvisor by Coffee Friend, with an overall rating of 4.5 out of 5. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.